SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed in Moscow, where 11 gunmen opened fire in a large concert hall. They also threw explosive devices. At least 133 people have been killed. Authorities say several arrests have been made, and we're learning the terrorist group ISIS taking credit. Officials say U.S. intelligence agencies had gathered information in recent weeks that ISIS was planning an attack in Moscow and had given that intelligence report to Russia. BBC correspondent Will Vernon.
Washington says the Russian authorities were informed on several occasions that militants linked to the Islamic State group were planning attacks in Russia. Earlier this month, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow issued a security alert, warning of the risk of attacks and specifically mentioning concerts. 4 days ago, President Putin poured scorn on such warnings, dismissing them as an attempt to sow fear and destabilize the country.
Also at SRNnews.com, a government requirement that cigarettes show graphic warnings about the dangers of smoking is constitutional.
A federal appeals court this week upheld the required graphic warnings on cigarette packs and advertisements. The reversal of a lower court ruling is a victory for the Biden administration and a defeat for the tobacco industry. Big Tobacco complained that the warnings violated their free speech rights, but the government argued that graphic warnings and images were necessary because text-only warnings failed to deter teenagers from smoking. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Real estate and brokerage company Compass Incorporated will pay $57 million. It's all part of a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over real estate commissions. New York-based company also agreed to change its business practices. This is SRN News. Planet Fitness goes all in when it comes to transgenderism.
The nationwide gym franchise has a hard and fast rule. If you're a man and you feel like you're a woman, you can use the women's locker rooms and bathrooms. And if real women have a problem with that, tough. Patricia Silva found that out this month when she objected to a man disrobing in the women's locker room at her Fairbanks, Alaska Planet Fitness, and she had her membership revoked. Some critics say it's time for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been 10 years since the kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria. Problems in that African country have not been resolved. Earlier this month, officials say that Muslim radicals kidnapped more than 600 people, that from several different schools. And this is SRN News. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says Chinese-controlled TikTok using its power to spread lies about a House-passed bill that the popular social media app must be sold to new owners if it wants to operate in the U.S.
They pushed in the pop-up ad that they forced on all of their users when the bill was going through the House of Representatives. It was filled with lies about the bill. They're calling it an outright ban. That is, of course, not true. What we're trying to force is a divestiture.
Gallagher is urging the Senate to pass a bill that would force the sale of TikTok to a company not controlled by the Communist Party.
To say that China does not, the Chinese Communist Party more specifically, does not control TikTok just misunderstands the reality of how the economy works in China. There is no such thing as a private company in China.
More details at SRNnews.com.